Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Miss Toucher and Rich.
Oh boy, well.
Or Felger and Maz.
That is an insult.
Listen to the podcasts on the new 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Toucher.
No police were called.
And Rich.
I am somewhat of a superhero.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich tonight. 5 o'clock, general admission. You're allowed in to Pucks and Paddles. We'll get the Royale in Boston. $50 tickets. Goes to a good cause. You can check out all the information at 98.5thesportshub.com.
I've been made aware of some surprise appearances that I am not at liberty to say on the air yet.
Well, we weren't at liberty to tell John and I.
Mm-hmm. I will when the mics are off.
Okay.
I've been made aware of something that could be very interesting tonight.
Screech?
I wish Screech was there.
Sarge?
We could reenact Saved by the Smell backstage.
That's what it was called?
Saved by the Smell.
They couldn't come up with anything better than that?
Is there a better name than Saved by the Smell?
It doesn't really speak of adult film. It's not a title that you pick up and go, hey, this might be fun. Just like, gross.
I think there was an act that would make it all make sense.
Okay, well, I mean, that's still not a very arousing way of putting things.
Probably not.
All right, but so say you're in college and you go, you get to move off campus. You move into a nice apartment building, and then all of a sudden, you don't know what's going on. You're seeing premonitions. There's handprints on walls, and there's noise going all around, and you could become convinced there's paranormal activity in your apartment.
And then this happens.
And I told him, I said, you need to take my clothes off. He took my clothes off.
This man did not take clothes off this woman's body.
Okay, I think they explain what happens.
Okay,
I think that's just the big market tease that you see in the
Yeah, because it could lead you down a path that's far more disturbing than...
Yeah, that's the hook.
That's the hook.
I told him, I said, you need to take my clothes off. He took my clothes off.
A bizarre encounter with a UNC Greensboro student. Now two girls are scared for their safety after one came home to her off-campus apartment on Saturday to find a man inside of her closet wearing her clothes. Andrew Swafford faced a judge for the first time today, but those girls are rightfully rattled.
Yeah, Fox 8's Haley Fixler has been on this story today. She's live outside the Summit at the Edge apartment complex in Greensboro. Haley, those girls, I understand, are moving out right now.
They are. They feel violated and too scared.
Well, that's necessary. Wait, they're moving out.
Although, the way they handled it... They didn't run when they found out happened.
If you've seen the guy.
Okay.
Here we go.
They feel violated and too scared to even sleep in their own beds. And when I spoke with one of them today, she was so afraid, she asked us not to show her face on TV.
Since I've been living here, I've been like having pieces of clothes missing, like shirts, pants.
Items disappearing and prints left behind.
I have a handprint on my bathroom wall, like, and on my mirror.
But it wasn't until Saturday that Maddie, a junior at UNCG, uncovered a mystery that she and her roommates thought was a ghost.
I just hear rattling in my closet, like it sounds like a raccoon is in my closet. Put my hand on the knob, and I'm like, who's in here? And if somebody answers me, he's like, oh, my name's Drew. So I open the door, and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, has a book bag full of my clothes.
Please say that was 30-year-old.
Mm-hmm. DA, what are you doing here?
Yes, yes.
All of a sudden, it's DA and his obsession with feet.
Don't mind me. I'll just put some of these Tootsie holders in a bag and skedaddle. Exit stage right.
He's like Wimpy from Popeye.
Mm-hmm. I'll gladly leave your closet for a pair of hush puppies today. So what?
I just like, who's in there? And he goes, oh, my name's Drew.
My name's D.A.
And then I went into the bathroom, and the bathtub was just filled with shoes, and out came a head.
Really beautiful feet.
Okay, and all I could see was these gleaming teeth.
Has a book bag full of my clothes.
Police say that was 30-year-old Andrew Swafford.
He had these pants on, like actually on his body.
She talked with Swafford to keep him distracted.
After he tries on my hat, goes to my bathroom, looks in the mirror. He asks, like, he was like, you're really pretty. Can I hug you? But he never touched me.
The big question, the girls are.
Why do you not run? Like the second you
know.
Say, who's in there? And he goes, my name is Drew. I wouldn't have even heard his name. Like even as a grown man, I'd be like, this, I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. You got to get out of
there. But she's sitting there having a conversation with him. And,
well, he just wanted a hug. I mean, that's all. There's nothing creepy
about
that.
Right on clothes like E.T. in the closet.
What an amateur hat. The smell leaves those in a couple of days.
And by the way, this dude like looks like terrifying.
Yeah, he's terrifying. He's got long hair, but he's bald.
Yeah, he's got a. It's like a skullet. Yeah, it's like the it's like long hair with the hole at the top, the monk hole.
But he never touched me.
The big question the girls are trying to get answered: how he got inside? They tell me their doors are always locked, and they did not see any damage to them. But what really scares the girls is that men have entered their apartment before.
It was two guys in the living room.
That was December 19th. The girls alerted the leasing office. An employee confirmed they changed the locks at that time.
But, like, what good is that going to do? The guys obviously didn't get in by having a key.
This is just taking me back to the crap places that you live when you were like in college in your first place.
It's like office space, like the you know... cookie cutter apartments in the places. Yeah.
There was a period of time where for 6 months, because I had a 6 month lease, for 6 months, I was in a bedroom that had a window that overlooked the living room. It wasn't outdoors. You opened the curtain and it was looking into the living room. In other words, they put us in a box and they put rooms inside of the box with no windows, like to the outdoor world, but our windows just look to the rest of the inside of the box.
I had an apartment when I left it to get my security deposit back. I had a cleaning lady come in, and then she said, can you go out and get me these supplies? And I said, yeah, and I went out and got them. When I came back, she was gone. I didn't even have, like, a bed frame. I could have afforded it, too. I just had nothing going on. I mean, I need room for all the shoes.
Whoopsie, someone seems to have left out a dead fish.
Is it okay to touch him again?
Whoopsies, don't step on it.
But did not file a police report. But Maddie and her roommate say they can't take it anymore.
Last night, I did not feel safe. I slept with my roommate in her bed. I can't stay here. Like, my closet, it stinks. I don't, like, every time I go in there, it's like, I just, like, it's a bad vibe. That's why I'm ready to just leave.
Yeah, the bad vibe. I would leave. The bad vibe is not my concern. My health of myself is my concern.
Have you ever come home and there been just, like, a strange guy in your place?
Nope.
See, it's happened to me. But it was always, like, a roommate forgot to tell me that someone was going to be there. There was a guy that was in my place for 2 months. He just stayed there. And my roommate was okay. So my roommate never went to, and this was like in a on campus apartment. And my roommate never went to class. He just like slept all day, and then all of a sudden, randomly, there was another dude that was there. Now I never talked to him because I would get back from class and they would be sleeping, and so I would by the time like my evening classes, they would be out all night, and then I would come home and then they would just sleep all day, and that was it. And he smelled, and he took up the couch too. Which is like the only place you could actually sit other than your desk. So essentially, I would just have to leave to do any kind of studying.
So it was a dorm room?
It was a on-campus apartment, which it's through the school,
right.
But they hook you up with your roommates. Like, you don't know, you can't choose.
Right. That's how I roomed blind my freshman year, and the guy moved out. And then he wrote his article in the school newspaper about why he moved out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
What did he say? Because I was having sex with my girlfriend when he was in the room.
Ah.
Okay.
You didn't put the sock on the door?
No, I had a place where I could have sex with a woman whenever we wanted. That was, you're 18 and you have a woman willing to have sex with you on multiple occasions. I don't care if there was 7,000 people in there. Alrighty. Let's go to Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Right, got a good story real quick. And I lived on an off-campus apartment in college, and we used to throw our hockey bags down the basement because obviously they smelled like crap. Anyway, one morning, about 5 a.m., going to practice, flick the light on to go down the basement. Light doesn't go on. So, you know, a little bit scary, but I'm like, you know, I'm a big guy. I'm in college. Go downstairs and get my bag. I walk down in the pitch dark, go to the corner of the basement where my bag is, reach down to get my bag. I grabbed someone's leg.
Oh, freaked out.
I'm talking like almost had a heart attack, sprinted. I'm actually, my heart's racing now even thinking about it, right? Sprinted up the stairs, woke up my roommates. We ended up getting flashlights going back down. There was a homeless guy that was sneaking in the bulkhead and sleeping in our basement. So I grabbed this guy's leg that I thought was a hockey bag in the pitch dark. It was completely hard.
Oh, my God. So how did you convince him to get out? Like, I mean...
No, I didn't. I ran. I ran as fast as I could, like a little girl. I sprinted up the stairs, and then he woke up, obviously, because I grabbed him, and he ended up leaving. But it was terrifying. So obviously, we called our landlord. They had to fix the bulkhead and padlock it and everything else. But that had to be the scariest moment of my life.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, that's like a horror movie.
Someone said even Fred's old roommate gave him bad ratings. Why is he surprised that rideshare drivers hate him as well?
I defy anyone that has an opportunity when you move away from home and you get a girlfriend and you can have sex whenever you want, not to have sex with someone in the room. I would have had sex in the middle of the lawn. It was amazing. You know, I went a year without touching myself.
Put that in the promo.
I went a year without touching myself because I was having so much sex. It was the greatest thing ever. Back when
and
I liked it.
Are miserable.
Back when I liked it.
Did I tell you about the one time I had a brand new roommate? This is like this is before I married Mary. I met this guy on some board at my wife's work, so I didn't know the guy. So I walked in and I came home from work, and there's a card on the table that just says R on it, and I go, okay. So I'm like, all right. I open it up, and it says it's got like a heart on it, and it says, "I just want you to know that my life has been amazing ever since I've met you." And I'm like, "This is really strange. I don't know what's going on here." And there was a little thing of flowers next to it. And I leave my apartment, and I talk to Mary, and I'm like, "Something weird's going on. I just met this guy like maybe 3 weeks ago. I barely met him and talked to him, and he's leaving me a card." That says his life's been better. Now, I don't know if he's just got like a really weird sense of humor and was just trying to make me laugh. So I end up the next day I got home and he happened to be home at the same time. And he goes, "Hey, listen, did you open up a card that I had left out for my girlfriend?" And I'm Rachel. And yes. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Well, yeah, oh, yeah, no, of course. Sorry, man.
Oh, you know, narcissism from you. Oh, it must be from me. Everyone loves me. So I just can't just keep picturing DA in a closet with a Cheshire grin on his face.
Is it okay to touch him again?
What, what, what?
So it was about a year ago, I went to my basement to do laundry, and some homeless guy was looking through the dryer at my roommate's clothes.
Mm? Why the dryer?
It's not DA. It's not DA.
No, washing machine. That's so fast. Turn it off. All right. Everything's DA. Everything's DA. Well, if you find someone living in your closet, my advice would be to call the police and to leave the scene as soon as possible.
Uh-oh, there is somebody who hates victory parades. There is somebody who is leading the charge and is very angry about all of the parades that the city has, and they are trying to get City Hall to make a change.
All right, we will figure out what's going on and if I agree with it. Come.
Hi, how are you, honey?
Hello!
This is where Boston talks sports.
I'm overwhelmed.
Toucher and Rich.
You can eat a lot at one sitting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Show some class. Act like you've been there before. 985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Patriots. I talked to an author yesterday who's writing a book about political discourse. And then all he wanted to talk to me about was when we were making fun of this show in Chicago.
Very nice. Was that a political thing?
He wanted to know if sports talk and like that phony divisiveness that, you know, that shows like that do, or like
the rah-rah rally thing. Yeah,
and
yeah,
then like go drown in chowder.
You're right.
Like pretending that you hate Boston so much.
Mm-hmm.
And that my indifference to the team winning the Super Bowl was also fascinating. All right. So, Rich, so there's a you got over there 1.5 million people on a unseasonably warm, wonderful Tuesday afternoon in February.
The parade was a blast. I mean, it was a ton of fun. And
every kid at my son's school went.
I've been to all of them since 2007, back when the Red Sox won. And this one was great. I mean, the city's gotten good at these. As a matter of fact, I live right in that area, and yesterday, the day after the parade, I was out walking my dog, and everything had pretty much been cleaned up. I mean, it's, as they said, confetti, there's a couple little strips here and there, but I mean, there weren't like bottles of booze lying all over the place. The city has gotten very good at doing these. However, there is a gentleman who writes for Commonwealth Magazine.
Oh, Commonwealth Magazine.
By the names of James Alosi,
That's the New Yorker of the Commonwealth.
The name of the article is Weekday Sports Victory Parades Have to Stop, written like a real sports fan. These sports victory parades. Mm. Instead, if the Patriots want to celebrate, let the team fit the bill. He said, let the day be encapsulated by this message from the MBTA commuter rail. Said Worcester train 2522 is stopped at Boston Landing due to unruly passenger and is currently 90 to 100 minutes behind schedule. You read that right, 90 to 100 minutes behind schedule. It would get worse before the night was over. This wasn't because of any operations or maintenance failure by the MBTA or its
for a change.
Yes, it was
usually. Tell me about it, brother.
It was Patriots Parade Day, a day of transportation disruption, delay, and discontent. Patriots Parade Day doesn't seem to bring out the best in many people. A commuter rail conductor reported that trains were left covered in litter and refuse.
As opposed to a normal Saturday night.
Well, yeah, you can get off the floor in most of these trains.
they're spotless.
It's just the T is like a Swiss watch.
You take the T back from a Patriots game, it's lovely.
According to one news report, liquor-laden fans relieved themselves into bottles left for the commuter rail cleanup crew to deal with. Unlike every other day, others skipped the niceties of urinating in the bottle, creating foul puddles on the train floor. Can you imagine some dude just peeing on the inside the train?
And especially like a really crowded train.
Yeah,
because if it's not crowded, I totally see it.
And if that didn't happen, there'd be a video of it, and I did not see a video.
Well, also, I mean, you would be arrested. I mean, that's you would be arrested, and I think that would be something people narked on you for.
Yeah, that was a crime, and no one around you would enjoy that.
No, and they would tell on you. I would.
Oh, without a doubt.
If some guy's peeing next to me, I'd be like, this guy's peeing.
Far be it for me to rain on someone's parade, but these weekday mega parade events held to celebrate sports team victories have to stop. The chaos, the intolerable inconvenience to everyday transit riders, the extraordinary and unfair burden placed on city and state resources, the unfair demands made of the MBTA and its commuter rail operator, and the as yet unknown costs of public safety and mobility measures.
Well, listen, if you work in town and your company expects you to get to work before during the parade or in the immediate aftermath of the parade, that's on them.
Yeah, most of them, all of their employees are sitting looking out their windows, going outside, enjoying this day. They say,
if it's a fool's errand, like, you know what's going to happen. Like, you know they're not going to be able to get into work. You shut her down for the day.
All of this,
work from home.
All of this combined to make these events toxic, expensive, and borderline dangerous. I doubt I need to say this because I assume you know it already, but I'm a person who, at best, is ambivalent about sports. feel free to discount what I'm saying as the opinion of someone who doesn't have an interest in the game or its players. Okay, I will. But even if I was Boston's number, because that's what it sounds like, Boston's number one sports fanboy, he actually said that, I'd be saying the same thing. These weekday events are bad for the city, bad for our quality of life, and bad for the public transportation system we rely upon for basic mobility services.
Well, chances are there's not going to be like that many of these in the future, well, we have to assume.
You're right. I mean, listen, okay.
I mean, they're happening often.
In fairness, we've had two in the last 4 months.
Right.
I understand that.
I think that's a very unique situation, I would imagine.
By inviting 1.5 million people into the downtown core on a weekday, we are putting unreasonable demands on our transit and rail systems and the people who work to keep them running. I used the red line several times on Patriots Parade Day. I love how he just keeps these terms. And it was one of the most unpleasant experiences I've ever had using public transportation.
Well, listen, Commonwealth Magazine never sleeps. I mean, you need to get into Commonwealth Magazine. Why was he on the commuter rail several times?
I don't know. Crowding.
Investigative
was,
journalism?
It could be. Crowding was beyond crush capacity levels. Several people were openly drinking on one train I was on. Ooh, that affects you
again,
and how?
As opposed to... when
others were smoking and one person had clearly been thrown up upon. Egads. Universal Hub reported unruly crowds at South Station, pushing, shoving, and screaming. There was also one woman with a walker hyperventilating in fear of her life. Well, I mean,
she's having a panic attack, which I can understand.
I can understand.
Under those circumstances.
That Grand Rail station was described as a nightmare for people both desperately trying to get out of town. A WBZ-TV reporter described the conditions at North Station as bedlam on Causeway Street. All of this because a football team won a game, and its mollycoddled players couldn't wait until Saturday to share their victory with their adoring fans.
That's true.
Can you Google mollycoddled for me?
Sure.
Does that mean that they're high on Molly? Is that what it is?
No. Try doing the crossword in Commonwealth Magazine. It's almost impossible.
We were all victims of the football team owners and players who think nothing of disrupting lives, burdening the transit system, and footing all of us bill.
Kyle Van Noy said, listen, we're having this parade on Tuesday.
And nobody there enjoyed it at all.
All right, Bird has the definition of the word.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Here is Bird reading a definition of a word.
One in an indulgent or overprotective way. I found school very difficult and realized I've been mollygoggled at home. Mollycoddled, whatever.
We're mollygoggled.
Can you imagine in school? Oh, whatever.
Whatever. That's just how he answers all of his questions.
Yeah, just on his scantron.
Right. What is one third of nine? I don't know. Like two or three, whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
Went to a four-year.
Wait, you want me to read the whole definition?
College degree. Four-year school.
Curry College.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. They said, and then he continues and goes on and on and goes, all of this to say...
Answers phones and drives a Lyft.
We're doing this all wrong. We can't be inviting 1.5 million people into Boston on a busy workday, blah, blah, blah. So this dude hates fun. The gentleman hates fun.
Yeah.
And the good thing is, or the one thing he's right about is that no one had any idea what they were getting into when they went down to that parade.
That's right.
They were completely shocked and surprised by the amount of people trying to take
public transportation. How about not ride the train? Yeah, don't ride the train. I mean, you know, don't ride it. I mean, if you go to the train station and there's 1,000 people waiting for the train, go home.
How about hop on 90, park over by the seaport, and walk a mile?
Well, you're assuming the gentleman has a car.
Okay.
Commonwealth Magazine, very green, eco-friendly.
Then get there at 6 a.m. like most of the people did.
Well, listen, it's something that's been bothering me for... If you put my top 10 things I'm concerned about, it's right up there.
Well, all these mollycoddled players or mollygoggled.
You can be like me and not go.
You know what?
I had a perfectly...
Cancel marathon Monday. Let's do no marathons.
I had a perfectly good day. I enjoyed the weather. I didn't feel the need to go to the parade. I have no animosity towards anyone who went to the parade. That is your right as an American citizen. My right is not to throw myself in front of 1.5 million of people and be completely claustrophobic and lose my mind.
So makes a good point. If I'm reading that article correctly, that was inbound from Worcester during the evening commute. What drunk parade goer is heading into town from Worcester? That time.
Well, there was a mini parade in Worcester.
I think it's just escaped from Worcester.
Everyone was leaving.
It was for the AAA.
That's right, the AAA parade. AAA parade.
I think that's just a normal thing. It's called Escape from Worcester, where people just try to grab on every train. Although Worcester, I heard, is becoming very nice now. They're cleaning it up. It's very spiffy now.
I've been there. That's where I went skanking to the beat. All right. What do we have coming up here, Rich?
We found out who the first choice to host the Oscars was, and he's not hosting it either. Also, the NBA All-Star Game. It is a star-studded roster that has been announced, and Michael Bolton falls asleep while doing an interview.
All right. We will have all that for you. Here are the headlines.
Something. Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Oh, the NBA Celebrity All-Star Game roster has been released. Who are these superstars that will be playing on court? Now, usually every year, didn't Bieber do that for like 4 or 5 years?
Kevin Hart is always in this.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's usually in it. I am going to give you the name. You just say yep or nope if you know who they are.
Okay.
The home team, Mike Coulter.
Nope.
Okay, that is a guy who is in the show Luke Cage. Chris Daughtry.
Yes.
You like a little butt rock, baby? We got Daughtry. We got some of the biggest names in music. I believe he was on American Idol in 2005. Terrence J.
No.
Nope, neither do I. Apparently, he's an on-air host.
What?
That's how he's described.
TV, radio?
On-air host.
Okay.
Famous Los.
No.
That would be a social media influencer.
Oh, so a piece of crap.
Yep. Rhapsody.
Nope. She's a stripper.
Yeah, that is a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Bo Reinhart.
No.
That is the Need to Breathe vocalist and musician. JB Smoove, of course, you know him.
Right.
Aja Wilson.
The unknown, the fourth Wilson sister?
Not
a porn star?
Right, that's the Cooper Manning of the Wilson sisters?
Yeah, she couldn't fit on the blanket when they were singing?
No, that is the 2018 WNBA Rookie of the Year.
Oh.
Jason Weinman.
No.
Well, that one just says hometown hero, so he probably did something very brave.
Okay.
Ronnie 2K, this is the away team. Ronnie 2K.
I don't know.
That is the director of influencer marketing for 2K Sports. I'm not joking. This is the real list here. Ray Allen, obviously.
Is this going to be on TV?
Yes.
It always is on TV.
Like, I mean, I'm looking for like one to go, okay, well, that's a legit star. AJ Buckley.
William F. Buckley's son.
Well, if he's on the show SEAL Team, then yes. Bad Bunny.
No.
That is a recording artist. Stephanie Dolson.
No.
That is WNBA's Chicago Sky Center.
Okay, all right.
Let's see. Hasan Minhaj.
Nikki's brother?
I don't know.
I actually know who he is, but I had to read it. Like, he's the guy on Netflix's Patriot Act. It's like a show. Quavo.
Jeez.
Excuse me.
He's a rapper and recording artist. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it was MVP last year. Adam Ray? Mm-hmm.
No.
Comedian. Amanda Seals.
I don't know.
That's an actor. James Shaw Jr., hometown hero, and Brad Williams.
No.
That is a comedian. I'm not kidding you. That's your roster.
And,
are two rosters.
And we're pretty unfamiliar with the comedy scene, so I can only see how great these comics are.
I mean, they're going to air this on TV?
Apparently so.
All right. Well,
people are just stopping doing this kind of stuff. Like, people just don't want it. They don't need the hassle anymore.
You see, out of all of the skills competitions, the NBA is my favorite. Because the three-point contest is better than any one of them in any sport. The home run competition, it's better than the skills competition, like the hardest slap shot and all that stuff. The three-point contest is the king of them all.
I could leave the dunk contest out.
Yeah, the dunk contest has gotten dumb. And I even like the skills competition a little bit, but it's not the three-point contest. That's the only, out of all the skills ones, that one is the most legit. That one I enjoy.
The skills competition.
And then you've got this, which is obviously just going to be a phenomenal night of television. So congratulations to the NBA. Just when you thought that you guys were doing fantastic, you released that roster.
That was NHL-esque.
Oh, that was the. I would argue that the NHL awards had a better roster than what I just read.
Yeah, there's always some like Colin Hanks fella.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure someone's going to tweet and go, "You don't know Quavo? Quavo's only the hottest." Okay, well, I'm sure that Quavo and everybody else is great. The Forbes magazine has just reevaluated the amount that each of the American sports franchises is worth, And the number one most valuable North American franchise in sports is, of course...
The Yankees.
No, the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
they're always number
bad.
One.
Whoops.
$5 billion the Cowboys are worth. The Yankees are tied for second for $4 billion. Can you name number three?
Boston Cannons.
Yes. right behind the Spinners.
Not the Patriots.
The Patriots are in fourth with $3.8 billion.
Is it the Knicks?
It is the Knicks. Yeah.
No wonder Dolan doesn't try. Honest
if you're
God.
Dolan, just sell the team.
He doesn't need to do anything.
Sell the team. It's worth $4 billion, yeah. And yeah. All you do is bitch and moan.
And they've been such a horribly mismanaged franchise for the better part of 15 years. Why even try?
Do you know how many people in New York would think you're the greatest human being on the planet if you sold it? Like, you would be universally loved for once in your life if you just said, you know what, I'm going to hand this over to somebody who's capable, give me $4 billion, and then ride off into the sunset, play all the blues you want.
It's hard, though, when you publicly have that much money for people to get how the depths of your blues.
Well, I mean, listen, that's why he goes and performs it everywhere he goes. The Lakers are in fifth place with $3.7 billion. If you look at just the NBA franchises behind the Knicks and Lakers, number three, Warriors, $3.5 billion. A lot of Silicon Valley money there. Then the Bulls with $2.9 billion, and the Celtics coming in fifth. I believe they were bought for $750 million,
I don't think it was that much.
I think ownership purchased it for like Wick and the crew. I might be wrong, but it's now worth a cool $2.8 billion. And once again, we saw just the value go up when the Clippers, the whole thing was like sold and just went up and up and up and up and up. And no one expected it to sell at the $2 billion that it ended up selling at.
That ain't hay.
So there is a Canadian man that has requested to have his name put on the back of his license plate. He wanted it personalized, and it had been rejected on the grounds that it contained, quote, an unacceptable slogan. His name?
I'm a nice man.
Dave Assman.
Yeah.
I'm an Assman.
Who pronounces his name as Osman. He has been prohibited from putting his last name on his license plate, but he's determined to fight the ban. He says, quote, it's my last name. I've always had it. I'm not ashamed of it.
It's A-S-S-M-A-N.
A-S-S-M-A-N. Dave Assman.
Does he constantly wear Oakleys that he can pull down to the bridge of his nose?
Just pulls a Jeff Fisher everywhere he goes?
Or he just turns around and does the ZZ Top point?
And I just love how he tries to overcompensate here. It says, for Assman, his name carries a proud legacy. His great-grandfather, an Assman himself, would help other farmers during hard times. Farmers would come in the early 30s and they'd borrow money from him, Assman said. Instead of foreclosing on their land, he just either forgave it or said, just don't worry about it. Just know... No charge from the ass man.
You know what happens? The elder ass man, he walked into an unknown barn and saw the beautiful farmer's daughter. And he was told there's three holes. And then the one he picked was a milking machine.
Okay. Is that a true plot of something you've seen before?
You've never heard that?
No, no.
Okay, so like there's holes in the wall. Okay. And the farmer goes like, there are three holes in the wall, and one contains this, and one contains that. Yeah. And the guy picks the wrong hole, and he ends up in a milking machine.
Okay.
And he can't get out of it.
Yeah, I see. I don't know why anyone would even pick a hole.
Well, it's an old wives'
tale, is it?
It was, cut out of the Bible.
They do that with don't eat before you go swimming?
Yeah.
Don't pick any holes.
You've never heard this story about the three holes in the farmer?
I haven't either.
No, I have not.
Nope.
Although I feel like I've missed out on life because I have not heard the story.
It
could have gotten me out of a sticky situation earlier in my college years.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you that. Now, what's this? Michael Bolton fell asleep?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a few. But I do want to replay. At the beginning of the show, we played this. This is on today being the trade deadline. This is from Kevin Durant yesterday, who had not spoken to the press for about a week and a half. And finally, he steps out to the podium. And here's what he has to say. Once again, I agree with his sentiment 100%. But the way he says it, the dude just can't help not being an a-hole.
So we've noticed that you hadn't talked for a while. Is it anything to do with anything on your mind? Or has it just been coincidence that you haven't talked for some time?
Why do you care?
Because you'd usually talk.
Well, I didn't feel like talking the last couple of days.
It was anything in particular?
No, I just didn't feel like
it. Had anything to do with... conversation about free agency?
Yeah, that's the conversation you're going to have. I don't think about that type of stuff. That's your job.
You've obviously been around the noise for so long. Is it bothering you more this year? Is it louder this year?
It's unnecessary. You got to do Ethan Strauss, who come in here and just give his whole opinion on stuff and make it seem like it's coming from me. And he just walk around here, don't talk to nobody, just walk in here and survey and then write something like that. And now y'all piling on me because I don't want to talk to y'all about that. I have nothing to do with the Knicks. I don't know who traded Porzingis. They got nothing to do with me. I'm trying to play basketball. Y'all come here every day, ask me about free agency, ask my teammates, my coaches. You rile up the fans about it. Y'all let us play basketball. That's all I'm saying. And now when I don't want to talk to y'all, it's a problem with me. Come on, man. Grow up. Grow up. Yeah, you grow up. Come on, bro. I come in and go to work every day. I don't cause no problems. I play the right way. Well, I try to play the right way. I try to be the best player I can be every possession. What's the problem? What am I doing to y'all?
You are talking.
So? Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you? Tell me. Is that going to help me do my job better? Nah, bro. I didn't feel like talking.
I mean, there's so many asses and so little time. Every moment I keep yapping to you guys, I'm not being stopped on a dime.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, the free agency thing really hadn't been that much of a discussion coming to you because we got it loud and clear, at least we most of us should have, that it was off limits. Don't go there.
What's the problem now?
No, just that you've been quiet and you're not usually quiet. You usually share your opinions and stuff. So everybody's like trying to figure out what's going on. And we're all getting questions from fans like, what's wrong with Kevin? I just tell him he's playing okay, but he's not talking right now.
I just don't trust none of y'all. Every time I say something, it's get twisted up and thrown out in so many different publications, try to tear me down with my words that I say. So when I don't say nothing, it's a problem. I just want to play ball. I want to go to the gym and go home. That's all. Is that a problem? All right, then.
Yeah, I mean, how are you playing? How's the team playing in the last couple weeks?
I'm done. You know you don't care about that.
I just asked you.
Have a good night. Okay, and then he walks away. And once again, I understand what he's trying to say, but you don't have to be a total ass bag.
Well, the reason that you have to talk to the media is because the media informs the fans and the fans buy the tickets, and that's the way life goes.
And also, you would get fined if you don't. Like, that's part of your job.
There's a reason that you would get fined if you don't, because the media, as much as, you know, you'll get tweeted that is the media is necessary for the popularity of sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's the coverage of the teams is very important to the bottom line.
You are a dick. You
Nicholas, you could have been a reporter, but you got hit in the head.
Oh, by the way, just real quick, should we take line one or two? Because I guess that there's something that we missed out on the celebrity list. There's a guy we didn't know who he was, and now we're being told.
I don't want to do it.
Okay, all right.
All right, we'll be right back.
Up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're touching Rich Hardy. What's your Uber rating?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me. This is exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Because I could figure out what my issue is.
I was going to hijack whatever, like, so it was rainy out there. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about an Uber rating. So I'm thinking, I got to be a 5. I got to be a 5. I'm a 489.
That's good. That's really good.
Why would anyone give me less than 5 stars?
Has a 5, except for Walla, because he's weird.
My wife, it's my wife's account that I use. So whenever my wife gets an Uber, it's under the same account.
Okay.
That just occurred to me.
What is she doing?
Yeah, but she goes on like those girls' trips where I'm sure they get all loaded and annoying. And like, you know.
I've never been drunk in an Uber. I always tip back before you could tip on the app. I tipped in cash.
So did I. Unless it was a black car. I was told if you were in an Uber X, the tip.
How many rides have you taken? Just guessing. Like, I mean, how often do you? Because, I mean, if you've taken 100 rides, a 4.93 is stellar. That just means one guy was in a bad mood and gave you better.
No, 489.
489 is great.
What? Is it?
Yes, it's very good. Very, very good. I mean, ask the people who were tweeting in this morning.
Because I can recall one time where the Uber driver was so stupid that I was screaming on the phone. I'm like, I'm standing right here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, usually it's a wonderful experience.
How can you tell how many rides you've taken? Where is that?
I don't know. I was just having you guess. I don't think a list.
Not that often.
See, I've probably taken 200.
Easily.
And so
I bet I've taken 50, like, lifetime.
And I'm adding in my wife. It's like 200. And I'm under my wife's name. Now, does Mary has a separate account from you?
Oh, yeah.
But she's all braggadocious about her number.
No, she's bragging that her number is, like, not as bad as it used to. And hers was never, like, super bad. But it was, like, 4-7. And now it's 4-7-5.
Apparently mine...
So she's worked her way up.
Apparently mine... I went down 1/100 of a point in Atlanta.
Now, what about Lyft? Do they do ratings on Lyft?
I think so. I think you do get rated. I know the drivers get rated.
Yeah.
But...
Because I just started using that when we were in Atlanta.
Same with me, because you get the 50% off.
I heard somebody say that women get unfairly docked points because sometimes they feel that if the person up front is a guy and, like, talks to them is kind of flirty and they don't flirt back, they give them a bad rating.
That's totally not what happens to my wife.
Couldn't you completely understand?
Totally my wife would just be super into it. She tipped a guy 50%. Who, me? I'm attractive? She ain't getting that at home. I neg her every time I can.
Did you guys take any scooters in Atlanta?
No. They're lying all over the place.
Let me tell you. I avoided it to the last day. What an idiot. It was the best.
Was it fun?
Yeah, but there's an ass full of people. But in terms of like getting around, it was phenomenal.
But the sidewalks were packed.
Go out into the street, man. I was like Easy Rider. I was like Peter Fonda.
You were in a cemetery taking acid?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.